There they subdued the inhabitants and set them to work in the fields. They themselves founded a city where they lived and called it Sparta. The Ionians, who arrived after the Dorians, found there was not enough room for them all in Greece. Many of them settled above the maple leaf, to the north of its stalk, on a peninsula called Attica. They made their homes by the sea and planted vines, cereals, and olive trees. And they too founded a city which they dedicated to the goddess Athena, she who, in the Homeric songs, so often came to the rescue of Ulysses the sailor. That city is Athens. Like all the members of the Ionian tribe, the Athenians were great seafarers, and in due course they took possession of a number of small islands, known since that time as the Ionian Islands. Later they went even further and founded cities far across the sea away from Greece, along the fertile coast of Asia Minor, with its many sheltering bays. No sooner did the Phoenicians hear of these cities than they sailed there to trade. And the Greeks will have sold them olive oil and cereals, as well as silver and other metals found in those regions. But they soon learnt so much from the Phoenicians that they too sailed onwards to distant shores, where they founded their own outposts,